have on a farm and the buildings that...
They put them in?
Huh?
The buildings, they kept them in?
Yeah.
Well, we had two horses on our farm and had two boys that plowed them in. And so we had a big barn, though, and had several stalls under that barn and mm-hmm. some cribs, too. And some of the cribs we put cotton in, some we put corn in, and different things like that, mm-hmm. and kept feed. And, you know, we'd carry to the mills and get fixed mm-hmm. in some of the stalls. And,
what other animals did you have?
Oh, we had cows in the lot. We had a lot built onto the barns, you know that? Mm-hmm. And we had cows. And one time, my daddy had a few goats. Uh-huh. They said the only way to keep them goats from jumping in the field was just put up a ladder and let them walk over. They just go anywhere they want to. Yeah. Goats with. So he didn't keep his goats long. But we had chickens and turkeys, geese, things like that out at the back, you know, down by the barn.
What other animals did you have to eat, maybe?
Oh, such as hogs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had hogs. Turkeys and chickens that we used for meat and cattle. We always killed a beef every year.
Where'd you keep the hogs?
In the woods, just like these cows is out there. Till we get ready to fatten them, then we'd pin them up and feed them corn and sweet potatoes, water them and things like that. Mm-hmm. Get them real fat and then kill them. That's where we get our grease and meat. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have any special, what was this place you'd keep the hogs in? What did it look
we
like?
We called a pen. Well, the way my daddy always made his, and he made a pen and floored it. Mm-hmm. So the hogs wouldn't be down in the mud and they could get their feet out of the troughs up on that floored pen.
Mm-hmm. Did you, Where would you turn the cows out to graze?
Just in the woods, like they are here.
What if, in some areas, though, where you have to...
Well, I had never lived in where they had to keep them pasturage, you know. Uh-huh. There's some places here in Lamar County that they have to keep them shut up, but we have free range out here. Always have had.
Haven't you had any trouble?
Oh, yeah, we get, I believe we done got two killed this year. You know, people with the cars run into them.
Whose fault is it then?
Well, it's the one that's driving, because they know this is open range. Unless it'd be somebody like you come in here and didn't know that it was open range, you know, and was making a lot of speed.
Yeah.
And trying to get to somewhere right away. Well, the people through here that has open range, they don't charge you nothing for killing their cow, but you have your own expenses to fix your car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
free range.
Think about going to someone's house and telling them, you know, hey, you know, your cows have gotten out.
Yeah, we don't have to tell nobody about ours being out. We open the gates every morning and let them go.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of anyone having a fenced-in place in a pasture where they might milk the cows?
Oh, yeah. People that don't have free range,